Hello, I'm Harold Ogle, a program manager of the Java Community Process Program Management Office. Following on to the previous recording covering the formation of your expert group, I'd like to talk to spec leads about expert group maintenance today. Once you have formed your expert group, you'll begin to collaborate on the development of the first draft of your specification. But sometimes changes need to be made to the expert group after its initial formation. Participation in an expert group is tied to the expert's membership in the Java community process. Sometimes the JCP member that an expert represents decides to cancel its JCP membership. In that case, the PMO will remove the expert from your expert group for you and send you a notification that the expert cannot participate on the EG until such time as he is covered by a membership agreement. Similarly, if a JCP member company goes out of business, its experts must be removed from any and all expert groups. As we discover that JCP member organizations have ceased to exist, we in the PMO will notify you of the removal of the affected experts. But when you, as the spec lead, discover that one of your experts' member organizations is no more, you need to notify the PMO by email to pmo@jcp.org immediately so that we can make the requisite expert group changes. Experts removed in this way can rejoin the expert group as soon as they have a new Java specification participation agreement in place that would cover their work as an expert. Before we get into more complicated changes, let's talk about the simple case where an expert's contact information changes. Let's say that an expert's employer changes the way that it formats its email addresses, or it changes its name so that the domain name of the email address changes. In such cases, you can edit the expert's email address on the expert group private page. There are three important limitations to this, however. First, the email address is linked to the person's JCP account. Thus, this is not a method for changing experts from the same JCP member. If Jim, representing ABC Enterprises, for example, is replaced by John on your expert group, you must not edit Jim's information to enter John's email address. It's still Jim's account, and he needs his email address in his account. John, the new expert from the same JCP member, in this case ABC Enterprises, has to fill out the nomination form instead, and you, the spec lead, need to send email to admin@jcp.org explaining that you want to replace Jim, the old expert, with John, the new expert from the same JCP member. The PMO will then process the nomination and exchange the two experts on your group. A second limitation to editing the contact information of your experts. The email address is for the expert's participation throughout the JCP, not just on your JSR. This means that you must not enter an email address such as jsr500-expert@abc.com. If you get such a request from one of your experts, you can explain that the change will be global across all of the JSR expert groups on which he participates. And he probably doesn't want one that's limited or specific to a single JSR. The final limitation on editing the contact information of your experts. The expert is linked to a particular JCP member. Thus, you must not use the edit function to attempt to reflect the expert's change in employment. Changing your expert's email address from louis@abc.com to louis@xyz.com will do nothing to change the fact that Louis is still on your expert group representing the first company, ABC Enterprises, for example. Further, the PMO needs to be involved in any change of JCP member company or representation on an expert group so that you and the rest of your expert group can be sure that every participant is covered by the same legal protections for your intellectual property contributions. When your expert moves from one company to another, he has to submit a new expert group nomination form as a representative of a different organization. If, for example, you do have an expert named Louis representing the JCP member ABC Enterprises, but he then leaves ABC and is hired by XYZ Company, you must notify the PMO via email to admin@jcp.org so that the PMO can remove Louis from the expert group. then two things must happen. ABC Enterprises, the JCP member currently on your expert group, needs the opportunity to nominate a new ABC expert for your group, and Louis must submit a new nomination as a representative of his new employer, XYZ Company. These two nominations are then processed normally. A final word on expert groups. Expert groups officially disband when your JSR produces a final release. If you choose to continue working with your expert group in the maintenance process of your JSR, you are welcome to continue to use the expert group alias, but the PMO will not add or remove any experts from the group after final release. If you have any questions about expert group maintenance or the process in general, please feel free to send email to pmo@jcp.org. Thank you.